Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Comparison is killing me slowly. I think too much.
Yeah, comparison is the thief of joy, Olivia Rodrigo. Do you find that you're constantly comparing yourself to other people online? Does social media make our own little victories seem very, very small? Clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan, is with me on the line today. Because, Stephanie, you've been writing about this in the Irish Independent. How prevalent is it that we constantly compare ourselves to others online, first of all?
Well, you know, there's research to tell us that 10% of our thoughts, actually daily thoughts, involve comparison. So it's not something we're ever going to get away from. We do compare. I think we instinctively as well, Andrea, compare with others, you know, in a kind of a positive way. We kind of learn by looking, don't we, and saying, oh, am I, you know, can I do that? And what do I have to do that? So there's a lot of positives in there. It's a learning. It's a kind of a motivator. It helps people to navigate the world. And, you know, so comparison is in us. That's how we learn to survive. So I don't think, I think it'll only be on the increase, not on the decrease.
What's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with maybe comparing ourselves to people online?
Well, I think that's the really important thing. There are positives in it, you see, but the problem is that there are also negatives. And what we have learned and what the research has sort of shown us is that as people compare with others, they kind of can find a motivating factor there. They look at them and say, oh, if I do this, I can be like them. And so we see it in sport, we see it in music, we see it in all sorts of learning environments. It can be a real motivator. But the problem is that there can be an equal and opposite negative feeling. People can feel kind of very low, that they cannot achieve it, and it makes them kind of disengage. They also, you know, a lot of research shows us that people will lie and exaggerate as they kind of become, you know, embrace a kind of a feeling of being helpless, that they don't feel I can ever make it. So what's the point in trying to make it? Maybe it's better just to lie about it and say I have it. So it's a kind of a, you know, an adaptive kind of thing. And if we look a little bit into how people, the negative experiences that people have, it was found that if we in fact instead of getting people to look at the number one person or the best in the group or the best in the piece, that in fact, if they looked instead and made a comparison to, say, number five or six, that the negative feelings went away. And so in other words, they had a more realistic comparison. And the second part of that, negating the negative feelings, was if they could focus on how that person had got there. So one of the dilemmas, I suppose, with social media is it's a very instant world, isn't it? And we kind of see it, you know, it's there and she's wonderful and she looks great and she's doing everything. She's at the gym and she looks fabulous and she's got the kids and she's running her day so busy and you're looking out the window wondering, you know, how do you catch up on that?
Yeah, and, don't even know if I have the energy to make dinner.
Yeah, and still, you know, still great, super wife, super, you know, all this. And it's the point is, if people instead can break that down. And now I see some people, I have to say, on social media, and I think they promote a really strong, they may look really well in all of those things, but they also sometimes promote a real sense of strong working to get there. And you get this impression that they're working hard to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think there's something positive in that. But if there's a sense that people just arrive there, well, then it's much more likely that people will feel sort of depressed and not able to catch up. And that it's not working as a motivator, it's working more as a kind of a, you know, a depressant, in the sense that when I say depressant, I say that word maybe lightly, maybe it's the wrong word perhaps to use, but that it can be more one that feeds into a helplessness in someone.
Yeah, we're probably all somewhat, I would have thought. Well, Keith Russell is on the line as well, Stephanie. Keith's a blogger, podcaster and mental health advocate. We're probably all a little bit guilty of, you know, giving off that image of the, you know, the perfect portrayal, Keith, aren't we? We all sort of seek to do that to some extent.
Yeah, we do. And exactly. And look, it is like it's a natural thing for people to do. Of course it is. And I visited a school only recently and I had this very conversation with them. And what we were talking about was kind of linking your self-worth to social media and linking your self-worth to how many likes and followers and engagement you get on a post and kind of obviously how unhealthy that is. But what I did find by speaking to the students is that, well, the majority of them are, they do seem to be well aware and well educated on what they're seeing, how they're seeing it, and why they're seeing it. And I think that was important. And I think we probably don't give the younger generation enough credit, because like they're brought up and they've grown up with social media. And the older generation, which would be unfortunately including myself.
Yeah, and yourself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We grew up without social media. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of looking from the outside in, and we've obviously kind of maybe developed kind of different types of ways of comparing ourselves to others, and maybe different tools that we have, you know, to lean on. But I think the whole thing, the social media, and it, you know, it being like, it's nearly, I always call it like a comparison tool, and it's an on-demand content provider that's in your pocket all the time. And it is very, very difficult. I mean, how many times have you taken a selfie and you might, or even, you know, you've taken a few pictures and you pick one particular one you put out there and you're thinking to yourself, well, what reaction am I going to get? Am I going to, like, so it's already kind of, you're feeling that kind of sense of maybe insecurity or a little bit of anxiety that you're not sure how this is going to be perceived. Well, and obviously, you know, yeah, go on.
No, go on ahead, Keith.
I was just going to say, obviously, before social media, like even if you went out with your friends, like, you know, you're not really going to be worried about, are you going to be, you know, is someone going to be taking 50 pictures tonight? Are you going to be all over, you know, social media? Because you didn't have that. So, like, I think it is quite difficult, and it is on the rise, of course it is. And you are kind of also thinking to yourself, you know, will I share something, and where will I share it, and what time will I share that, and, you know, what's the reaction I'm going to get? And it can be quite detrimental to
the
your overall...
it has on us, yeah.
Just
when you're talking about, you know, growing up with social media, Alex Riley from the News Talk newsroom is with me, because, you know, I would have had Bebo. Alex would have been around in, like, this makes me sound so old, but, like, you know, I had Bebo as my first social media platform in my final year of college. Like, I was doing my master's when that was out. So by comparison, you have grown up with the phone in your pocket and social media sites for pretty much all of your teenage years. Like, you must see that this, you know, getting the balance right between breaking the social media comparison trap and then recognizing your own personal good achievements.
Yeah, exactly. Keith made a really good point, I think, that we don't give young people enough credit maybe for how media savvy they can be and how they can, I suppose if we've grown up with it, we know it nearly inside and out at this stage.
Yeah.
You know, some of us at my age could have had it the last 8 or 9 years, you know. So I do think, though, there is a, as Stephanie said as well, there is a balance to strike, because I don't think it's unavoidable to be able to compare yourself to others. Because if you think about it, especially
in
Ireland,
we do it anyway.
I mean, if we didn't have social media, we'd do it anyway. You know, especially in Ireland, it was always, what will the neighbours think? It was always,
yeah,
you know,
true,
what would the priest think? That was what it was beforehand. It's just that now it's available in our pockets and it's amplified. And if I open up Instagram right now, more than likely you're going to see somebody enjoying themselves. But I suppose once you keep in your head that it isn't reality, because we all know that we could have a terrible night out,
yeah,
but if we got one good photo, we're going to stick it up, aren't we? You know? So it's funny, Keith said that as well, even about thinking about what you're going to post before you do it and why you might be self-conscious. Like, there'll be times where, you know, if I get a photo on the night out, and I, even though I like the photo, I might not put it up because I'm thinking, why would I be putting it up? What will this person think? What will that person think? You might think in your head, like, would somebody go, oh, how would you look at this? And kind of have a laugh, which is, I've never said that out loud, actually, now that I've just thought about it. But, like, that does enter your head.
Do you find that, Lambo's with us on the line as well. I'd say you're probably in and around the same age as Alex. Is that your experience?
Well, I mean, one of my issues with it is that it's kind of unavoidable. You can't not use social media. And I wish it was kind of more of a choice. But I mean, if you're around university age and you're looking for jobs or you're looking for internships or you need to be active on social media and you need to be reaching out to people, you can't not make connections. You can't not be active. So it's really, really hard to avoid. And there's also just that aspect of, because we've grown up with it, we can't really separate ourselves from it. And it kind of becomes an addiction. It's almost part of doom scrolling, that you can't stop yourself from, like, scrolling through it or seeing it or spending just too much time out of the day looking through it. And I'd say one of the big issues is that it causes a kind of sense of inadequacy or this huge sense of pressure on people. And what, if you have a good community or if you have a good support network around you, then you'll be able to kind of separate your achievements from that. But if you don't, or if you've had gone through some bad times, or if you're having like poor mental health issues, then that pressure can really, really kind of get to you, and it can kind of give you a sense of hopelessness, or, oh, you know, what have I done with my life? Or I'm at this age and, you know, I don't have a million companies, or I'm not going to a million countries. And you just feel so far behind all of your peers. So it kind of creates that extra sense of pressure that you can't escape because you can't stop using those mediums.
Well, like we seem to be, Stephanie, then we're, and like I'm so guilty of this as well, we're scrolling looking for perfection then, are we?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we all want to be the best. We all want to have nice things. We all want to be amazing. But when we see, you know, people with perfect Pinterest boards or perfect outfits, and then, you know, we try and replicate it and we can't replicate it in the same way, and then we start to just feel more and more inadequate and feel like we're falling more and more behind. And it kind of becomes kind of like a mental trap that we all get stuck into. And then we realize we spent 5 hours scrolling on Instagram and didn't get anything done that we needed to do.
Yeah. Do you find, Alex, are you, you know, now in your probably early, very early 20s, it's just with age, you've obviously a better grasp of social media that...
Yeah, even compared to when I started here in News Talk, I definitely think I suppose at this age, our brains are still developing. So, you know, you are going to have a different outlook on things. But I wonder, you know, is this feeling of comparison worse among people who are working in media or working in jobs where you have to actively go out and look on social media and compare what other people are doing? Because, you know,
certain industries,
I mean, you know, there's more than others. Yeah. Sometimes if you hear someone use something that you think is really cool on a different radio show or on a different radio station, or maybe in the UK or somewhere, and you're thinking, that's a good idea, can we put our own spin on that? That's a form of comparison. And equally, then you're thinking of people who maybe started in your job around the same time as you. You look at the ladder then, are you at the same point of the ladder? You're always comparing. Mm. You might be above the ladder than they are, you might be below.
So,
but it's always there. And I just think it's unavoidable at this stage. You just have to be consciously aware.
So just to Alex's point, Stephanie Regan, we've always been comparing ourselves then. So is it just it's more amplified now because of social media?
Yes, I think it's more amplified. It's more intense. Someone said that there, and it is more intense. But I think if I could just point to two things, I think a lot of good points there. I think it's really interesting. I would have that same feeling about children. They're very savvy. You know, the younger people, not children, rather younger people are very savvy. But they are also, teenage years are very vulnerable years in terms of forming that sense of yourself. So that just reminds me that there are times when people are a little more vulnerable to the comparison. When you're feeling low, when you're feeling like you've just broken up, or something bad has happened, or you're grieving, or, you know, so there are times when I think that it has more intense impact on you emotionally and in terms of that helplessness factor, which I was mentioning. And I think that, you know, we have to be savvy about how we use it at those times. And I think we have to be savvy with younger people. I know they're very good at it, and I do really agree with that. But as parents, it is to say, but look what they're doing to get to there. That's really important. I think breaking it down, all of the research shows us that that's what matters. So we do have to be intentional, I think, about giving ourselves breaks from it and questioning not just what we see, because everybody's questioning what they see, but really looking and saying, well, you know, that didn't happen for her yet, you know, just today. That has been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I even watch people on TikTok and you see how long they are building their audience now and how much work they put into, you know, building content every day and putting things out every day. So, you know, there is work involved, and I think we do need to emphasize that.
Yeah, Texter here says, I do that all the time. My head is constantly saying, I wish I had the same perfect lifestyle as them. Their photos are so beautiful. Always. How do they travel so much? And yet I can barely afford a vacation once a year. This listener says social media often shows the curated version of people's lives, highlights of their own achievements, travels, happy moments. And yet you never see the struggles or the setbacks. We need to tell our children how great they are and to focus on their own goals. Comparison is the thief of joy. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan, mental health advocate Keith Russell, our own Alex Riley, Lamo as well. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on the show. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.